Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
I came in with the mic in my hand. Don't make me leave here with my foot in your ass. Be cool. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Let's do it.
I got Emmanuel.
It's rough.
This nigga is in here smoking. Like a old grandpa that got some shit on his mind. It's a lot going on in the world. Fucking, it's World War II outside. It's playing loud as shit out here. But yeah, man, we are back another week. Blessed to be here with all the things that are going on in the world. I mean, let's get right down to America KKK.
It was the wildest week in the wildest year.
Yeah. Yeah. Wildest week inside the wildest year. I only expected. You know, 2020 has been Jumanji. I don't know who the fuck's playing the game, but they gotta hurry up. They gotta hurry up. I thought the aliens came. We forgot about it.
Oh, yeah, that happened already.
Yeah. So next is zombie. We got zombie next. We just need to get it all.
Netflix show that's ever happened.
But I mean, I guess how's everybody feeling now? I mean, I know we went through our emotions. Probably everybody went through their individual emotions as everything went on. Like, how are we all feeling now?
I literally been up since like 2 a.m. Just
since 2 a.m.
watching this shit. Catching up and just
it's tough yeah. to get through it,
and it's honestly coming here, it was like I found it hard trying to think how to be funny.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, with everything going on. Yeah. So
well, that was before this too. Don't put it all on last week.
Oh shit, that's solid. That's a good, that's how you be funny. I see what he's doing. Let's see what's going on.
Y'all
ain't
shit.
But nah, I mean, I think at first I went through the motions. Like I said on the boss talk that we did, at first it was more like a why does this thing keep happening? What's going on? Then it was a frustration with it going on, because I mean, like I said, we've all been in situations with cops before in our lives and had to deal with it. Of course, I mean, you know, fortunately we were able to get out of it and stay alive, but you know, that doesn't happen for everybody, of course, in the case of George Floyd. And then it turned to anger when started seeing everybody, I mean, what started seeing, you know, how they was talking about he had, you know, underlying issues, you know, health issues and shit. And I'm like, come on, man. It turned to anger. Then I had to get a piece about myself, because I was like, I can't just have all this. I went through every emotion that I could, and I'm like, all right, I gotta just get to a point where it's like, all right, how can I help? How can I donate? Who can I, you know, how can we talk about it? But yeah, so now we're here today, and things are still going on as they should be. This fight has to continue, or it won't get changed. But I am feeling better today. I'm feeling better than I was feeling a couple of days ago.
Well, like you said, I went through every emotion, mostly anger. But two things that I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. One, I feel like this is the first time I feel like it could be a tipping point. Like, mm-hmm. we finally reached a tipping point. Like, this could be our generation's Emmett Till. Like, how when Emmett Till got killed, mm-hmm. the civil rights movement gained so much more momentum and really took off after mm-hmm. that. Like, I feel like this is probably, could be. I could be wrong, but it's different from all the other cases beforehand. Of course, we was upset and enraged about that, but it's something about this one that has people reacting differently.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we capture and bottle this energy and this momentum, we can make some changes. What changes? I don't know. That's why we need to get, you know, organized and figure out what we need, what we want and everything. But I feel like, is there something different about this time where I feel like it could be a tipping point? That's one.
Yeah, it can't just. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, if you want
to
talk
about it. I'm about to say, no, it can't die down. Like, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and it was like, it's more of a situation where it's like, we have these cases before when we've done like small things. Like, of course, even with Ferguson, when the Ferguson stuff happened, it's like, we have these moments where we, you know, go out and protest and things like that, but then it kind of dies down. I was like, this one, I see what you're saying, because it kind of feels like it's not going to die down. And that's a good thing. It needs to not die down. It has to keep on progressing and getting larger and getting, you know, getting stronger. So hopefully that continues. But that's all. That's all I want to say.
I have some different points, but go ahead.
My second is something called cause and effect. There's a reason something happens and then there's effect because of what happened. Mm-hmm. I want people who's focusing on looting and focusing on all the violence during protesting and all that, saying this is wrong, this is that. There's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the cause, you wouldn't have the effect.
Yeah.
If they didn't kill this man, you wouldn't have us protesting right now. If they didn't do this for 400 years, you wouldn't have all this anger right now. Like, don't tell people what to do with their anger and expression, because this is trauma. This built up trauma over generations that's coming out. And you can't tell someone how to react to that, because a lot of white people who've been saying that, y'all were up in arms about haircuts. Yeah. Y'all were out screaming in the streets for haircuts.
Yeah.
So if you don't have an issue with that, you can't have an issue with this. So there's a big thing, a disconnect. Like, they're just going at the attacking the effect instead of the cause. Yeah. Like, don't be upset about the looting and protest. Be upset about the injustice that black people face in this country, like being killed by cops, same police thing with, brutality. Be mad at that. Focus on the cause, not the effect.
Yeah, same thing with bully shit. Like, if a bully mess with nigga for too long, after a while, it's like, all right, my nigga, like, I'm done. Like, I'm
like, done. What do you expect? Like, how long do you think you could just oppress somebody, beat someone down, keep emotionally draining somebody before they lash out?
Especially,
and then you act surprised by it, because like I said on the previous podcast, white people treat us like we brought them over here, mm-hmm. and enslaved them and oppressed them. Like, we should be treating them like that. Like, the, you know, it's been a meme for years, like, you lucky we just want equality and not revenge.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Right now it feels like this tipping revenge, point where you keep pushing it, it could be a war. In America, and some people want that, of course.
Some people definitely.
So you have those people you got to watch out on the protest trying to start up this war, trying to start up, you know, all this violence, because a lot of the people that's doing the looting or destroying stuff or agitating the cops are white people, because I see it online. I see the people recording them trying to stop them, like even the cop they found out that was breaking up the auto zone and all that stuff. It's like you just gotta be careful out
and, and it's like we've I think it's because we've tried the peaceful part. We've tried the kneeling. You know, we've tried to just, you know, the NBA tried to, you know, wear shirts to different, you know, you try to just stand to be peaceful, but peaceful done when don't nobody listen. It is after a while, it's peaceful done.
How can you be peaceful with someone who gets everything by violence? America gets everything by violence. They attack other countries with war.
Yeah.
They stole land from Native Americans.
Yeah.
Like, everything they do, that's what you taught us.
Yeah.
So
and then built it on the backs of us that's doing all the.
it's like people are so offended by looting, by these big corporations that got insurance that's easily gonna be replaced.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, if you messing up black owned businesses or small businesses,
yeah,
that's messed up.
Yeah.
But these big corporations, who gives a fuck? Like, that's another thing America taught us. What do you think museums are? They're displays of looting.
Yeah, a bunch of looting.
America looted all these countries and they put it on display like they didn't steal it. Like, y'all been stealing stuff forever. Like, stop being offended.
And then got the nerve to take us on field trips to go see the looting.
The looting that you stole from our countries. They looted us.
They did.
They broke into Africa.
And they looted us.
They broke the windows.
We are products of looting.
They pulled down the metal gates and they took us. So I don't want to hear about looting and all that.
Yeah, fuck looting.
Like, get out of here. Like, people are risking their lives, and we still in a pandemic.
Yeah,
so the cases may go up dramatically because of this, but
it's for a cause.
It's for a cause.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know if you said you had some points, but if you want,
I mean, it's basically the same thing as that last point. Because I heard this morning, I was listening to a lot of stuff, and I keep hearing the conversation change to, it's about the looting or whatever else, and it's like people are getting upset about that, and it's just ridiculous to me, because there's been throughout history constant efforts by black people to be peaceful and do it peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Even most recent with Colin Kaepernick,
mm-hmm.
he took a knee Colin Kaepernick took a knee and the whole world lost their mind. Well, the whole country lost
and
their
mind. And he asked
all the white people lost
before their mind. Before he even took the knee, he asked the veteran what he should do.
Talk to veterans. Then they made it about the whole he's disrespecting the military. And they always seem to flip that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now. You didn't accept that. So guess what? Niggas got to burn shit. You got to burn shit. And I hate to incite, but I just think whatever happens, happens. I don't give a fuck about any, you know, any building. I don't give a fuck, you know, until people start getting the point. The most change I've seen, if, according to history, has been through bloodshed and through fire. Mm-hmm. And that's how change usually happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if that continues to happen, I hate to see this be the fall of America, but so fucking be it. If that's what we got to try to do to get change,
yeah.
Bye bye.
I mean,
hello, new America. Yeah, whatever that be.
And
whatever
that is. And then change it from United to just America, because right, United divided about America, divided America.
So you know, people just want people. Our point is stop the police brutality and just stop everything. Yeah. This is a point. This is a time for, and we have our plenty of white allies right now. I see protesting in the streets and stuff as well. One of the funnier things I actually kind of laughed at was that I saw people. I mean, the Amish came out.
Yeah,
oh, we're gonna get to that.
The witches came out. Did you see this?
Like, I seen. Yeah,
literally, and witches came out.
And most importantly, you know who came
who
out?
Who came out?
Batman came out.
I saw that.
Batman came out.
Well, he been a president for a while, so he should be
honestly,
out there.
to be completely honest with you, you know who I was happy to see?
Who?
The Joker. The Joker was out there. And you know why? Because this, what's playing out right now
is
the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
Just replace the poor people of Gotham with black people.
Yeah.
And so this is a perfect representation. People will burn shit when they keep getting kicked in the face. I don't like bullies. I don't like oppression. You know, all that shit. That's out the window.
Yeah.
So we gonna fight back. Like, whoo.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The main.
I need to pick up a Malcolm X book today. Because that's what I'm feeling like more than Martin. And both of them ended up dead.
Yeah.
Martin and Malcolm. So you can't tell us one works over the other. Yeah, they both end up dead.
Yeah, one tried peaceful. The other would try both the end other up way. Dead.
So, you know.
The funny thing, the main thing you got to look out for is manipulation, and especially from the media. That's why I posted that thing on our page, like how they portray white riots versus black riots and the words they use. Like I seen yesterday, I was watching a live stream the first day of the protest. I'm watching everything, and I see how they talking about looters and like, oh, this is wrong, all these people are stealing, this is da da da. And then I see a clip of a white lady. I'm talking about most of the shots I was watching was like helicopter live. They show a lady ground level, white lady, calm, look like a suburban mom in a store, picking up things, putting it in a bag, just picking up things. And the reporters say, well, I hope she's not stealing. She could be an employee. I was like, bitch,
you've been stealing.
She is stealing right here in your face, and you don't want to admit it.
You
like,
know
your
white
narrative
women don't do
is
no
ridiculous. She said she could be an employee. No other person got that benefit of the doubt.
That's wild.
Not one. I watched it for hours.
That's fucking wild.
Not one. She said she could be an employee. But even like today, you saw the Philly news got in trouble? They used a clip. They saying after protest, they used a clip from World War Z. I'll show y'all right now. You think I'm playing?
That's fucking wild.
I saved it just so I can show y'all. Look. They use this clip. He's talking like protests.
Yeah.
Curfews imposed at the curfew protests in the streets. They trying to say this is Philly. Earlier in Philly. This is World War Z. They took it. This the movie. And they're using it.
Oh, that's
so when they got
wild.
Called out, they took it down. Like, you see what the media, like, that's why that's you got to be careful wild. Where you got to look at everything. The totality of all information. Look at social media. Look at the news. Look at the people that's all that.
Yeah.
And then form, because they be lying.
And some jackass under our comments when you posted that video, I guess 2 days ago, was talking about it's statistically proven that white people get harassed.
Because there's way more white people. The percentage of white people is more, so
that's
automatically going to happen.
Everybody was saying, like, your facts are trash. Like, your facts not, get the fuck off this page. Nigga, what you doing over here? Get your ass on. But
as I say, it always goes back to the effect. They focus on the effect, not the cause.
Yeah.
Like Ice Cube said it best. They'll rather arrest hundreds of people instead of just arresting three people. If they would have did that, a lot of this wouldn't even be happening right now.
That's very true.
Just arrest the people that need to be arrested.
And convict them.
And you would have saved so much time.
Yeah.
Because if that was us, did the same thing to somebody else, we'd be in jail already.
Oh, yeah, that day.
If we just, you know, I put my knee on someone's neck and then y'all held them down.
That day.
We'd be in jail.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You got to hold these cops accountable. Yeah. And it's so funny. It's so bad that they made Anonymous come back.
Yeah, that's.
And they started exposing things and dropping documents that, you know, they've been started scrubbing off the internet. Like, they hacked so much shit. This is almost a movie. It is so crazy, everything that's going on all at one time.
Yeah. 2020 is going to be a thick chapter in the history books for our kids. It's going to be very thick.
And
it's like a part of me doesn't want it to get better yet. I don't want it to get better. I want this to get worse.
No, well, I want it to get better if it change happens, but if
change
it doesn't
happen. Change doesn't happen if it, it doesn't get worse.
But if it don't get, if it, it don't
gotta
happen,
get,
then.
Some, it, shit got to happen. You know,
Think about how big this is. How did the Amish hear about this?
Yeah, that's
they don't have no technology. So for it to get to them,
they be using candles. They heard from a spiritual light.
Now, you
for
know,
that pigeon,
you know, a
for that
raven
pigeon
delivered a note to them niggas that said niggas are dying out there.
A pigeon delivered a message.
It said, "Bring y'all out."
They sent it 2 months
ass.
Ago.
They sent it to
a psychic. Yeah. They knew we need them.
It said, "Jebediah, niggas are dying out in the streets.
Get your ass out here."
No, it said, "Jediah, color folks are dying. They ain't catching niggas.
Right.
They don't know what that is. Yeah.
Color folks are dying out. Good
it said,
color
hey,
folks.
Hey, come
are
on,
dying.
Blow out that candle before you go. Oh my bad. All right, let's ride.
Let's walk. Like, but, it is crazy.
Yeah, nah, it's wild. And then the police, a lot of people are trying to protest peacefully, but then you see police just, they out there. They out there mushing niggas in the face. They out there running through barricades. They out there.
It just got to change. Something drastic has to happen.
I seen a clip
of
a black woman and black man, I guess, riding in the car, and then the police ran up, bashed out the window. I don't know if it was because of after curfew or whatever, but they bashed out the window, start tasing the girl. The girl like, I didn't do nothing. I'm trying to get out the car. And then they came and popped his tire so he couldn't move. I was like, duh, what the fuck is going
on? They got out. T.I. hit up the, because I was in Atlanta, T.I. hit up the mayor, and the mayor fired two of the cops and released them without charges. But
because I was like, all this unnecessary. Then they start tasing the nigga. I'm like, yo, what, yo, my nigga. Like, yo, what the fuck going on?
Another thing, too, is these curfews. Like,
yeah.
It's wild how you'll give a curfew to someone, at least in this L.A., they'll give a curfew at 6:30 and say curfews at 7. Like, you know how much traffic is in L.A. You know it's going to be hard to get home by that time,
like,
or even get out of this area. Imagine if you protest and you may be walking for miles. You may have parked miles back. You know how long it's going to take you just to walk back to your car?
They just want you to get arrested.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I don't even understand the curfew.
I don't either. But
I mean, because, like, how can you put a curfew on a protest? How can you say anything about a protest? Like, people got to do. People set themselves on fire for protests. Mm-hmm. Like, there are no rules to protesting. So if people stay out there, they're going to stay out there. Until what? You going to shoot them? Trump said he's going to start opening fire. Then watch the world change. Oh, watch some shit go crazy after that.
Oh, yeah.
If you open fire on public of citizens,
it's different.
It's going to be a whole. it's just a lot to it that is very frustrating. And I'm trying, like, I want to be positive, but it really is affecting me mentally. And, I just don't know, man.
That's why I said it's okay to feel whatever you feel. Mm-hmm. If it's rage, you feel rage, you have to get it out. You can't keep holding on to it because that's the issue.
I'm just tired of talking about it. Like, I've always been the one that's tired of talking about this shit. But it's like, when it keeps happening,
you gotta talk about it.
Ain't no talking about it.
Oh, you talk. Oh, when it. Oh,
it's got to be action.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
If
it keep
acting,
we talked about it. Talk about it to the point where people getting tired of talking about it. But there's still no change. So what happens? You know,
got burned.
That's
why I said right now you got to bottle this energy.
I just don't want people destroying their own neighborhoods. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the terrible thing. Like, go burn up the Empire State Building. Let's go to, you know.
The thing is, you got to bottle this energy and come up with a real plan. Because if not, it's just going to be this or it's going to fizzle out. So we got to have a plan. That's what I was telling people, like, read Powernomics. Because there's a lot of great ideas in there that we could build upon today. It's like, it's a lot of shit out there. Yeah. Those people are the ones that need to come up with the plan. Like, I see one going out right now called Blackout Day on the 7th, so that's all not to spend $1 to shut the economy down, almost like how Mexicans did in Cali at one time when they was asking for whatever the rights they was asking for, and they shut LA down.
Yeah.
That's the same thing they want to do with the black dollar, basically. Like, everyone, nobody, even like, especially black people, but everybody, don't spend money that whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's one step, but it's like, what is the plan?
Yeah,
that's what we need.
You
gotta channel this
trust,
anger.
How can you trust the system enough for it? Even if the plan is executed, you have a situation like Tulsa, where they blow up your shit.
Yeah,
that was the anniversary to that yesterday.
Yeah,
but they blow up all your shit. So what do you if you can't, if there's no way to prosper, to succeed, if that's taken away from you,
mm-hmm.
what do you expect people to do? Like, if every point at life there's a roadblock that, you know, okay, I can't, you know, I'm not born into privilege. I'm not born into, I don't get the best education.
Mm-hmm.
I now cops are fucking with me. They kill some of my family, my friends, mm-hmm. all that shit. It feels like there's no way. There's no, you don't play ball. you know how they look at you. You know what I'm saying? So it just feels like there's a roadblock. Every way you try to succeed, there's a roadblock. So, you know, until, again, I just feel it's going to take. And it's very highly likely that we could be in a depression very soon, too. You know, mm-hmm. that is very mm-hmm. highly likely. We'll see what happens, man. I don't have the answers at all.
Yeah,
I'm speaking out of anger. I mean, so forgive me if I'm not trying to put anything. I'm just trying to get some type of information out there and just really see beyond burning shit. What else can you do? Because I don't know. I don't see. Well, I don't see any positive. I can't go with people because I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to, you know, I just read this article and they talking about what are the best ways to protest. I'm just like. And like, cause this way, they said this lady said everyone agrees that looting is wrong, but I don't think all that goes out the window during an injustice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why I say it always going. They focusing on the effect instead of the cause. Focus on the cause. Focus on the cops. Focus on the injustice. Yeah. Focus on all of that, and none of this will happen.
Like so I said, you can't.
You gotta let that ride for. If you got to figure out this part.
You got to cure the sickness, not the symptoms.
Yeah, but the thing is, other than that, if you play it the American way, of course, with the dollar, and then more people got to aspire to be prosecutors, got to be aspire to be judges, politicians, so that if we get in these positions, we can make those changes. But you also got to have ownership, dog. Because without any power, economic power, you can't do shit. Against people that got economic power.
Yeah, not in this America.
You got to. Yeah. So it's like, if you gonna live here, you gotta still play the American rules of all of this shit so we can get a change. But some violence may come with that. Like, that's why I say it's different ways for people to protest. You gonna have some people that's on the front line, and if it needs to be violent, it'll be violent. You got the people that's gonna be researchers and coming up with the plan and keeping track of everything. You need that. You got the financiers. You need that. You need every aspect of it. No matter what side, you got the people that's going to give you some comic relief to have, you know, to decompress after you come home from everything and have all this anger. That's why we asked them yesterday. They want us to drop this skit, and they said, yes, they need it, please. So we dropped it.
Yeah,
so
they liked it, yeah.
It's every side. It's different ways to protest. Everyone could do their part, you know what I'm saying? We can't get mad at everyone who ain't at the protest because they could be doing something else that's important that we need as well.
Yeah.
Even if you're not walking with the protest, you could be out there handing out waters or, you know, giving out meals, anything. It's so much you could do.
Yeah.
It's so many things. So
yeah,
you got to do it. But this curfew thing, too, I don't like how they made curfew for places like Beverly Hills and the rich parts of town, 4 p.m.
Oh, they had like, roadblocks right at the edge of Beverly Hills.
Just,
you saw that.
It's just blatant.
Yeah.
It's just blatant.
One of them was like 1 p.m. What type of shit is that?
That's just blatant, dog. That's wrong. because you know what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what you're saying.
He's saying,
that.
Leave us alone. And yeah. they having a protest up here.
That where it's got to
in the ballot.
And you know your president don't make it any better, so.
Yeah, he did. That nigga there.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga there. Yeah, it's a lot of.
It's hard to.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. But.
I need a good Malcolm X book. Someone come through.
Yeah.
People should have been read.
Yeah.
All these black books. Like, definitely. Of course, if this was going to take now, definitely read it, but should have been on that shit. Like, we got
to
read this.
Yeah, I remember Charlamagne used to always talk about that, and I was like, I do need to read it. He used to always talk about that book.
Yeah, I've read plenty of Martin Luther. I've read at least two books by Martin Luther.
Yeah.
I haven't read any Malcolm X.
Yeah.
And then,
can I say something?
Yeah. Mike wants to say something.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike Dam. I'm on a podcast, y'all. Hey. But look, man. Y'all got to stay above the influence. There's something bigger going on than what's being showed to us. If they're showing you everything and they're making everybody feel the same way, it's for a reason. Think about it. Don't just go with the flow. Think for yourself. All right? Yes, there's something going on, but we have to figure it out in a way that can really make a change. Because right now we're being controlled and we're not taking action. Okay? So just do your research. Look up George Soros. And remember, there's a bigger power than what's being fed to us. Thank you.
Do you think they want us to think that too?
Freedom of mind, man. You can think whatever you want, but if you know, you know.
What?
That's a man know what he talking about, because he holding an avocado too.
I mean, I don't know. I know I saw somebody get killed. It always happens. That always happens. So, and that needs to stop. And that's the only thing. I don't know what other powers it be. Whatever happens, you know, all that other shit. Yes, that is a strong possibility, but at the end of the day, this particular thing keeps happening, mm-hmm. and that's what needs to stop right now. That the cops murdering niggas, like black people, needs to stop. That's the biggest takeaway I got from it.
But my thing is, sometimes
I feel like what happens in the past and what triggers us can be used to someone else's advantage. So just like if I know every time I pee on the toilet seat, you get mad and I keep doing it, you're gonna be like, why you keep doing it? Why, right? You're not just gonna be like, you're still gonna start asking. So it's like the same thing. If they keep doing it and then showing it to us, blatantly showing it to us, why would they wanna do something that they know makes me want to go out in the streets and kill people? Why would I think that's my biggest takeaway from everything, is that's what makes me so sad, confused, mad, is because why are y'all doing this to me? Y'all know when I see these images I want to get mad, I want to burn shit, I want to go riot, I want to stop shit, but y'all keep doing it. So then I'm like, are y'all doing it for a reason?
That's
my biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
One reason could be because they can't.
I mean, yeah.
Because they can?
Yeah. Because they have. And they've been.
But why? Why would they want to keep angering us?
Well, they don't give a fuck about that.
Well, as you say, when people are angry, they're distracted. So yeah. It could be that.
Think about the fact that now we have curfew. Now, you know, so
mm-hmm.
they made us react. And mm-hmm. because of our reaction, there they get go. To... They made us react,
and because of our reaction, now they get to place these laws that they would never get to place either way, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're under martial law because of the and I'm not saying the way we react is wrong. I'm not one of those guys like, oh, don't protest. I want to be out there mm-hmm. fighting, but I'm just, you know, my mom would be really disappointed. You know
why?
My kid, I don't know. I'm gonna get killed. I don't.
Not disappointed, more worried.
Yeah, worried.
I was worried, but word. You know what I'm saying. I feel like even our purpose as creators and as intellects, we serve a different purpose in this fight.
Yeah.
Yes, we can go out there and do that, but I mean, shit.
I already made that point. I said everyone is different ways
exactly.
to protest. You got the people that's going to finance it. You got some people that got to do the research and keep track of it. You got the people that's going to decompress you. It's like different ways.
Different ways. And not everybody got to be in the field.
Everyone
right.
could. Some people going to be on the front line. Some people got to be behind the line.
Yeah.
Someone got to be behind the scenes. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no right or wrong way.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, I just that's all it is. I just want to ask myself, why am I, every time I get mad, I always, even when it's not just this, why? Why am I upset, right? And then how do I handle my aggression? Because mm-hmm. I could get mad and be like, let's just react mad because I'm mad right now. Mm-hmm. But that we all know that doesn't work, right? If someone makes you mad, you don't just react on that anger. You got to think about it. How can I, you know? Mm-hmm. So same thing with this. Someone is poking us. The first reaction is to slap them in the face. But I ask everyone to just be like, why do they keep poking me? Ask that question.
Mm-hmm. And I also told them that it's important to read up on these books, like Powernomics I read in February. There's a lot of great points in there that we could use today can expand on. That I would have to go back and read because so much. It's a vast book by Claude Anderson. Y'all know Claude Anderson mm-hmm. already. But it's just so much, like from this economic standpoint, it's just so much. And then I got Niggas to Gods coming already. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting on that to read that. There's so much information out there we all got to be take in so we can use. Okay. Yeah. We're going to need it.
Definitely.
That's all I had to say. I'm out of here.
All right, go cut your avocado.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I just don't know. Like, whatever, you know, like, whatever it is, you know, the reason why behind it, you could say it's Russians that are conspiracizing, whatever the word is.
Well, you've seen what Anonymous said.
What did Anonymous say? I only saw the videos from it.
Yeah.
Well, Anonymous has been leaking stuff, and they said one of the reasons, because, you know, Trump, some conference or something, I don't know what it is, but he let Russia back in, and they were saying that Anonymous says that Russia has dirt on Trump. Like mm-hmm. his whole, you know, the rape and child trafficking mm-hmm. stuff that's been coming out lately, for years and stuff. So they said that's what they have over Trump, and that's why he always has to do what they say. So, but you know, Russia, you know, affected the election before. They've done many things mm-hmm. on the internet with these bots. There's so much going on, man.
Yeah, that's fine. That's my point. Like, I'm I get into the conspiracy shit too, but. Does it matter when you keep seeing just black people die? You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. when I see people that look like me that keep dying because of the outcome.
Well, if you want to just talk about that, look at this. If you just want to focus on police, let's focus on police. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all seen this. You seen all the prior incidents he had before?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Before
my dad sent it to me.
I heard that he had somebody.
So this ain't he shot someone before? Mm-hmm. He was one of the officers who murdered Wayne Reyes as a Latino man, 16 bullets. He shot an unarmed black dude. He was put on leave for inappropriate police shooting of Alaskan Native Americans. So that's three shootings he was a part of already. And only one he got reprimanded for. And then he's being represented by Tom Kelly, the same attorney who got the officer Yanez, who murdered Philando, mm-hmm. acquitted. So it's like, you see all these red flags, and now he killing somebody.
Yeah.
If you look at the past,
he been. Yeah.
It's like how sometimes they say criminals, which is sometimes unfair. If you notice a pattern, you see all these offenses, it could lead up to something, you know, this drastic.
Yeah.
This man been shooting people. He been having conduct issues. Like,
it's like, yeah.
What's up with the hiring system? Like,
they don't
why
have
is
one.
It so easy to become a police officer? Like, where's the mental checks? Why lawyers, I mean, I know why, but they go to school for years. Cops need to go through some training for years before they can be put out on these streets, because you shouldn't, if you scary, don't become a police officer.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be put in scary situations.
And that's what.
And you're supposed to be the one that's trained to be calm, but you won't point a gun at me who's not trained to be calm when a gun's in my face and then be calm.
And that's what Killer Mike was talking about. They need some type of system inside of the police department where they, you know, can figure out backgrounds on these people and figure out what's going on and figure out like how they can check to see if these people have a past of, you know, traumas and all this stuff like that. It could make a difference, but we don't know until
it sounds crazy, but like black people almost got to move like white supremacists move. Like white supremacists, they make sure they get into policing, they get into politics, they get into these areas where they can control, where they have power. That's what they aim for, so they can, you know, keep doing what they're doing and terrorizing minorities and oppress, you know.
Yeah. Again, people. When you are stopped at every turn,
when
I see they're putting, I think it was what was the first city that got looted and shit
with Target and all America. That. Oh, I say America.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. So you know where? Yeah. So I think they put out like a black female cop. I don't know who she was exactly, if she was like a, you know, one of the heads or something, but she was giving like the talk to the press, and mm-hmm. I was like, you know, to push the black lady out there to talk to your people. You know what I'm saying? Even that just feels like scummy. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It feels weird. It feels, I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of bullshit that goes on with this.
That's why I said this one feels a little different, though, because, like, even other countries are protesting in London, in Toronto, in Germany. Like that's huge when you think about it. Like, it's going across the world.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's seeing this and seeing how wrong it is. And, like,
stop fucking with black people.
Y'all. I haven't seen a reaction this big. That's why I feel like it could be finally the tipping point to change. Now, it's like, that's why I keep saying we got to figure out what's that main change or change we can get now and the change we can keep working on to get. Like, we need to figure all that out. And I follow all the pages of Color of Change and all that, and I'm listening to everything. It's just, we need to figure it out while we have this momentum. Because, shit, that's how they got, what's his name? Was it Lyndon? Who took over after Kennedy got assassinated?
Lyndon B. Johnson?
Yeah, he signed the whole civil rights thing or some whatever he signed to give us some more rights and shit, so.
Yeah, he allowed to vote. Yeah. No segregated voting.
So, it's just, we need to organize that, whatever that plan gonna be, honestly.
Yeah, man.
So.
It's hard to see, bright light. I mean, I'm always usually optimistic. Like, I know that eventually something good will, you know, breed out of this. You know what I'm saying? But how long would that take? I don't know. You know.
So. But one good thing that came out of this is a versus battle.
Yeah.
And it's funny how it's just perfectly timed.
Because it was announced like 4 days before or something like that.
It was Kurt Franklin versus Fred Hammond.
That shit, it was
and
great.
It was a gospel version. Mm. And man, it was needed.
It was needed.
It was so good. It was just, they were funny. But then it had good messages that, you know, and, you know, T.D. Jakes kicked it off with a prayer.
Yeah.
And then them two came in, did their thing. And then they called Marvin Sapp.
Yeah, Marvin Sapp, yeah.
And then they called the mother of Ahmaud Arbery,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she taught Arbery. Yeah. And she taught and all that stuff. It was just a good celebration. The music was uplifting. It was
Kurt
it was
Franklin
powerful,
is
man.
Funny.
So
he
funny.
He was on there being funny.
Short.
He was like, I know they say I look like Plies and
that's funny.
I'm small and I am in fact not Plies and da da da. Mm-hmm. it was funny. And then.
And they got some beautiful music, man.
Oh,
they
yeah. That is.
Like, they got hits.
Gospel, black gospel just be powerful.
Yeah.
It just be powerful. Now.
Like, if I go to church nowadays, it would honestly just be for the music. Like, to worship.
It's
not
it's,
even to, like, I don't necessarily.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the worship.
Sometimes
part,
the worship just be.
That's like, that's what you feel. You feel that.
Jamming.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely.
And, yeah, no. And Kurt Franklin got hits.
So I suggest if you didn't watch it and you like gospel, go watch it. If you didn't watch it and you don't like gospel, I still say go watch
it.
I
feel
like
good.
You'll find songs in there because they got different styles of songs. They have the, like, slow jams, and they have the very hyped, energetic mm-hmm. songs. Then they got the more modern with the Kanye Chance the Rapper collabs and other Kanye collabs. Like, they got any way you like it. They even got a reggae collab, you know? So you got any way you like your music, they have a song for you.
They definitely have it. And when I was younger, it's funny, I used to be like, the music was my favorite part in church. And then, you know, I need to be there for the word. But when you're young, I'm like, he's up there talking a long time. Get back to this music. Let's jam a little bit more. I used to want to play the drums in the church and all that stuff. But
I used to want to play piano.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And then now, all right. So just so we can get to some comedy, I've been waiting to say this for the whole weekend. Somebody sent me this on Snapchat, and it's addressed to Emmanuel. So as everybody knows, we've been in this group. We've known each other since we were 18 years old. And Emmanuel last week talked about accountability on behalf of Doja Cat. And how she didn't show them titties. And how you have to be someone of your word. Now, here's what was sent to me about Emmanuel that I just got a few questions on. It's a Google search that says Dormtainment's net worth. At the top of it is Emmanuel Richards' net worth, which is estimated net worth in 2019 of $1 million to $5 million. And I just think you have some explaining to do. This whole time, we over here thinking, so you really, it's not that you ain't have your license and have a car and all that. You've been secretly ordering Ubers on the side because you can afford it. Because obviously, $1 million, you are worth an estimated $1 to $5 million if you look at this according to Google right here. And I just want you to explain.
If you would have just broke out the guy.
Nigga, they sent I laugh. So I said, wait. I said, well, shit. He need to help me. He need to.
But what?
Show cam. Look at this shit. An estimated net in Google.
I just don't know how they keep getting these facts right.
How do they keep finding shit out?
Keep finding shit about
like,
me.
What is going on?
You got a hell of an accountant. Got all this money.
That shit.
If I had that much money, my accountant got a lot of explaining to do.
Because where is it at? I don't see it.
I'm over here asking for some gas money.
And that's funny. But what was even funnier is somebody's out here was wondering our net worth. That's the funniest part. Trying to figure out.
Nah, I'm not at 1.5.
I think Google felt bad for us. They said, oh, just let make up some stuff. Put
no, what they're showing is, you know, what's coming.
What's potential? They're showing the potential.
Nah, they're showing what's coming.
Oh, what's coming. All right. Primary income source comedian. So that is it's right. It's in there.
That is shocking.
So you might need to. I need to.
God bless you. Hopefully that does make my net value.
I need to send match this. That I need to send this point to you so you can just have it so you can manifest it.
Yeah, send that.
Get the background on your phone.
That's right. Amazing. But I just laugh so hard when I say, I'm like, what?
What you need to do? Put it on your phone. Go to your.
You laugh hard?
And then, I was like, that's funny.
Okay, I was about to say.
Put it on your phone. Go home. Go home to your girlfriend. Show her and say, talk to me nice.
All that attitude, that tool you nice. Got.
I'll take the phone. I'm going to lie right in front of him on the counter.
Like, there talk you to go. Me nice. It's enough.
And then all you're going to hear is, zip.
I pay for this.
Talk to me nice.
Nothing I want to talk about. So I showed Cam this clip this weekend in the whole call her daddy drama and all that stuff. I showed him this clip where he put faces on wrestlers, and it was a wrestling match, right? And in the wrestling match, they're fighting or whatever. But then you hear the glass break, you know, Stone Cold's glass break.
Oh, that's such and a it satisfying just, sound.
The energy. The energy, you remember. It takes you back.
It just feels so good.
Oh, man.
When you hear, it's like you're prepared. It's like it's quiet, and then when
I would guarantee you that that's like top five rock songs that black people know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the glass. Yeah,
the glass break. Hard metal song. And like that's.
And it's I love it. I actually love it. Like every time I love it. Too.
Here's the thing. This is how good it is. I don't watch wrestling anymore. You know, my dad was right. He said when I grow up, I'm not gonna watch. I said you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're
the
craziest person I've ever met.
I said that too.
And he was right.
He was right.
But let me go to a wrestling match now live, and which I've never been to. I'll just be in there mostly standing. You know, just watching. But if that glass break I'm going to get hyped. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get hyped.
You might scream a little
bit. It's going to be such a nostalgic feeling. Like, the inner child is going to come out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be calm the whole time. I'll probably just be watching. Like, this is ridiculous. And as soon as I hear,
that happened to me.
And what makes it even better is, like, you don't know how he going to come out. Because he done came out on Zambonis, or he done came out in just ran, come running. He done came out walking. He done, like, he came out
in jeans. He came out in his underwear.
Now, he came out in Daisy Lukes, for sure. He came out in Daisy Lukes. He was in his Daisy Lukes.
He definitely was in Daisy
Lukes. He was in Daisy Lukes. He was the originator. And so he
His Daisy Lukes was a little longer than Rome's.
No, I don't think so. I think they were short.
I think they had to
for wrestling. Now, John Cena came in with them trash, baggy ass jean shorts, man. That shit looked like it was made straight by Rockefeller.
No, he got it from City Trends.
Yeah, City Trends, for sure. For sure.
John Cena, if you don't take these big ass Rockefeller.
You doing? Ironically, he brought some of the most hip hop to.
He did.
Yeah, y'all right. These Daisy Lukes.
And they tight, right? They tight, too.
Yeah, sometimes they tight. It's some Daisy Lukes.
But
he dressed like Ron. That's like Ron. He dressed with the camo hat.
Camo hat cut off.
Daisy Lukes.
I wore that one time.
That's your outfit. Gold chain.
You can't tell me you can't see Ron.
You're Christian?
Yeah. No, but I wore 316? I wore that specific outfit a couple weeks ago, for sure. Definitely. Definitely.
And this is what you got to wear next.
Oh, my God.
With green 16. But it's just like, none of the match mattered until you heard that glass break. I was like, dog.
Stone
that,
green 16.
But you know what's funny? That and if you smell.
The Rock. Yeah, the Rock shine.
Both of those
that's,
were right.
That's the second that's the greatest second. Rock
like,
song.
Like imagine song. Stone Cold comes out. You going crazy. And then you hear, this.
Oh my God.
I compare it to going to a hockey match and then seeing them fight.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what you want.
I remember my dad came up on some, like, $25 tickets to go to a WWF.
Privilege.
This is
F. Privilege.
WWF. I'm privileged. I'm blessed and highly privileged. As who says that? Charlamagne? Anyway. We went to a match, but the reason why it's so cheap, I didn't notice WWE, they tour, right?
Yeah.
So the episodes that we see on TV, mm-hmm. Raw and Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, those weren't, that only happens twice.
Yeah. They don't always film.
That they don't always film. So I went to go see one that wasn't filmed because I remember asking, where are the announcers at and all this, like, but on the sheet. On the, like, they had the schedule, it said The Rock versus Stone Cold.
Yep.
And I just immediately, like, they fucked up. Because no way. The announcers aren't even here. Like, no way.
Yeah.
But we saw some other, like, I saw The Big Show come out. I saw The Undertaker. It was Undertaker versus Big Show. Like, this was, like, some of them already were, like, big matches that, you know.
You would think.
It wasn't a part of the WWE storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, when you're watching it, there's a story. Oh, you know, he's upset at him. But they just had a match in front of us. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is all fake. And so.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it took.
Yeah. Definitely.
And so finally, whatchamacallit, glass broke.
Yeah.
And here comes Stone Cold. I'm like, let's go. This is me and my little brother there. We're like, let's go. And then The Rock comes out. We screaming. Mm-hmm. And then they start wrestling. Mm-hmm. And we like, dog, this shit look fake as fuck. Wrestling looks fake as fuck. And it ruined
me. But how is it without
forever.
The announcers? I can't even imagine watching.
Well, first
it
of all, you wouldn't even hear the announcers anyway. It's like being at a football game. Yeah. You wouldn't hear the announcers. But
oh, so they
won't,
they
didn't even see them.
For like the crowd?
Nah.
What, the announcers?
Yeah, they wouldn't project it since it's wrestling.
Because I went to one with the announcers. Nah, they don't project it.
Yeah.
The only thing they're projecting is like.
Oh, you went too.
Of
course.
And I remember it.
Four parents. The odds are greater for four parents to get you into
wrestling. They were divorced.
That That's why I said you had four parents.
Hold on, were all two four of them together at the same time at one point?
No.
Okay.
You had a stepmom, stepdad, real dad, real mom.
I remember an interesting, like, one of those ABC shows.
Oh, the stepmom, stepdad.
I'm wrong. I grew up with four parents.
But yeah, I'm reason why I remember my wrestling night is because that same night, I ended up fighting one of the guys. I was staying at his house. I was staying. I ended up fighting one of our other friends that night.
Oh my god! How old?
Is it Fat You?
No, this wasn't Fat Me. This is probably
still in high school.
You know what? This might have been right at Fat Me because this might have been
it's
ninth grade. It's mid me. It's mid me.
Mid Fat You. Yeah.
Yeah. It's mid me.
Mid wrong.
Yeah. But I was like, why are we in here fighting? Maybe we just had a bunch of adrenaline rush from.
I remember one time. I don't know how I did it. I can't give credit to myself. This was just pure reflex. It was me, Chaz, you can ask Chaz, and my cousin Chubby. He came down to Miami. We had all in there wrestling. You know, Chubby's 1 year younger than me. So basically, same size. We were wrestling. He runs at me. I grab his arms, fall back, put my leg in his chest, and I throw him. And I got up like, Chaz was looking at me like, Chubby looked like, we all just in shock. Let's go. Because I just did it like, it was like I've been training this all my life. I never did it before then. I just grabbed him, put my leg in his chest, and flipped him. And I was like, how
he probably
did I
panicked
do it?
For a slice.
Never done that again.
You know the name of that move? What is it? No, I'm asking.
No, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah,
but you know, it's a move that you've seen many times in movies and
back
wrestling.
Razor twists.
And for anybody who's listening to this, and if y'all don't know the Stone Cold Glass Break or the Rock intro, just go watch some highlights. Just go watch wrestling highlights.
And the announcers make it even more hype. The crowd getting excited make you more hype.
And there's no better rivalry in wrestling history than the Rock and Stone Cold.
There's not one better rivalry than them two
because it was comedy. It was
comedy.
Pure
was
comedy.
Great. The Rock as a bad guy.
It's so funny.
Fantastic. With his Gucci shirts. What did he used to wear? He used to wear like leopard
that
Gucci.
Shit was so
and he had some
funny.
Whack ass song with Wyclef. The Rock says,
like,
he
No. I love that song. I ain't gonna lie. I had the soundtrack.
What's it called?
I had the WWE soundtrack.
About, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That music video. That was the best song
video.
On there.
That was the best song.
We're gonna watch this after this. We're gonna watch it. That shit was hard.
Oh,
great
that
video.
Probably make me happier. That was a great video.
That's funny. He used to like be with the announcer, and the announcer would go to say something. He'd just take his whole mic and tell him to get out of here. I was like, that's where his personality really like.
When Stone
it just started
Cold came
cranking.
Out with the beer truck Duh. And beer hose, The Rock and Vince McMahon.
Let me tell y'all niggas how ridiculous wrestling is. And these niggas, Rock and Stone Cold, was beef with each other. The Rock is in the ring. Stone Cold is on a bridge. So the screen.
It was
so fun. The screen comes on. So everybody's watching the screen. The Rock's in acting like, where's he at? And then Stone Cold has the Rock's Intercontinental belt. It wasn't even a world championship. He has the Intercontinental belt. And
this is a goddamn hotel breakfast?
Stone Cold comes on and says, look here, you some bitch. I don't care. Da, 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 da. He said, you want this? You want this? Well, you can go get this, some bitch. And throws it off a bridge. This nigga Rock takes off running up the ramp. All you see is they follow him backstage.
Like they didn't film this earlier. They
follow him backstage. He hopped in the car. Then it cut. Then they went to commercial. It come back for commercial. This nigga, all you see is The Rock pull up and Stone Cold ready.
And they
he
go to the grocery
car.
Store, right?
No, no. The grocery store.
One.
I thought it was a part of the same.
That
one.
Was Booker T.
Yeah.
The Rock house straight. He hopped straight out the car. Then niggas go at it.
Boom.
This nigga Stone Cold. Boom. Boom. Throws The Rock
off
the bridge.
No. Yeah, I never forget him going off that bridge.
Or either he threw Stone Cold. I can't remember why that shit was.
I think Stone Cold threw the.
But as a kid. You like, nigga, no.
That shit was fantastic.
Knowing that he gonna be perfectly fine next week on Monday.
Is funny, though.
That shit is great, man.
When they added Thursday night wrestling, I was like, we get another day.
Yeah, SmackDown. It felt like it was named for The Rock. Because he was always a lay the SmackDown on. But what was the other giant?
WCW.
Oh, when I never really watched WCW.
I like when Hulk Hogan was in
NWO.
NWO.
Yeah, I did like
Sting and Hulk Hogan was my niggas before Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they just seem a little gayer, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, they're just guys with all this face paint and shit. And what? Like, I don't know, man.
That's the that's the origins of wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, is it?
Yeah, Mexico and all those places, they paint their faces.
Is it gay wrestling in Mexico?
They might have some. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Bunch of old up bodies.
Protest me if you have to. Do what you gotta do. But nah, when Stone Cold, there was like a, what's it called? Royal Rumble or something? And Stone Cold came and stunned everybody in the ring. It now, was like see, whoever was 20 there for something that, people.
You're spoiled.
You saw fake sports history.
What we saying is people like imagine 30 people in a ring. One nigga comes down is hitting the same move.
Look. That ain't no ordinary nigga. That's Stone Cold.
No one can jump off.
He's a big nigga.
And he got God on his side.
He do 360. He can't. I was like, all you gotta do is hit him. His nigga do.
But you remember he did start getting in some trouble, and then them I think they were called the Lumberjacks. Oh, it was Big Show. They all carried all that two by fours.
Yeah.
And they just started hitting niggas.
This nigga kept stunning, but then he stunned them.
Yeah, he's
see now you know like, never fight a nigga wearing Daisy Lukes.
Oh yeah,
because they can move anywhere they want. They got
agility.
The leg. Yeah, leg movement. That's why Ron wears Daisy Lukes. Don't mess with that man.
What's his name? What's the dude with the sock?
Oh, Mankind.
He used to put that shit in people's mouths.
He was crazy, dog. Oh, yeah. Like his falling off that cage. Oh yeah, yeah. That classic one where he
went at like he was bleeding for real.
No, he does for real stunts. Like these dudes actually do the shit.
There's an image on the internet, people. If you go look,
they're like stuntmen.
Where I remember they talked about on a documentary with Stone Cold, and the thing Stone Cold talked about, he was like, "Yeah, I was busted wide open." That sound wild. But yeah, he was like, I was busted. While he said it was in the wrestling match. It was him and Mankind. I think they was doing the cage match. Yeah. And I think Mankind took his face and scrubbed it across the cage. So it, you know, popped him up. And you know, Mankind's move was when he took you going to your back and then leaned up. And there's a picture of Stone Cold. If you search Stone Cold Blood, he's like yelling. But he was just in it. And blood is coming down. It looked like a massacre. And
oh,
it's,
my God.
But that shit looked so hard, though. I was like, this shit looked crazy, dog. I was like, wrestling back then was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Even if it was fake, WWF
was
great.
Now, but WWF
that shit was great.
Fire.
That
dog.
Shit was fire.
Remember them two flipping brothers?
The F was fucking fire.
Fucking fire. Yeah, Triple H was the awesome. He was a great bad guy.
He was huge, man.
Yeah,
huge
big.
Generation huge X, man. Niggas doing this shit.
Oh yeah, D-Generation X.
Oh my God,
you know how many people got suspended for that?
So many
telling their teachers to suck it.
Suck it.
I used
that's
to
a,
do that.
That's
shit.
A white boy shit.
Hell yeah, suck it. Suck it. I think his move. I forgot away. The dude with the beard.
Shawn Michaels.
No, the one that used to
Shawn Michaels.
No, it wasn't Shawn Michaels. It was he had dark hair and used to jump. On you, like put his crotch in your, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd be against a corner or something, and he would just ride your face essentially. I'm like, what the fuck? That and Rikishi.
Yeah, I'm about to say he put his whole
Rikishi
ass.
Put
in
his
face.
Ass. I'm like, man, come on, man.
That's a big ass.
That's a big man ass.
That's a big man ass. It better smell good in there.
Oh God. Oh man. But yeah, man. Go watch some wrestling highlights. I'm gonna have to watch when Stone Cold stun everybody when we get off of this.
We gonna watch that Rock music video. I'm telling you, that shit was hard. The beat was hard. They walked into the club.
I'm not gonna
lie. He hit it with people's eyebrow. That shit go off.
That's a bad song.
No, not for that album. That was the best song on that album. gotta think what it was, man. You judging it against a Jay-Z album. Come on, man.
I never said that. I'm judging it against just music. It just wasn't good.
I would honestly love if the protests turn into that.
What? It doesn't
matter?
All
the protesters just come down like wrestlers.
And start stunning niggas.
Stunning everybody. Let's go. We stunning everybody.
The cops will literally start stunning people.
Look, and why couldn't you stop this nigga?
But it feels like a video game world where.
Why couldn't you stop this nigga's foot? You know he gonna kick you.
Yeah, he know. You know. Like, most of these like, the way they set up for it is like.
No, the best part.
3 seconds before he even kicks.
The best part is the people who get stunned, how dramatic they be. They be flopping like a fish.
Oh, The Rock, he was
great. Like Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, he would do backflips after he got. I'm like, yo, if you can do all that, you ain't stunned.
What was the dude's name that came down like a frog? Like, you had him in the video recently.
D-Lo Brown.
D-Lo Brown, he was funny too.
He had the frog splash.
The frog splash.
No, I used to like that nigga. What's it? He came out like he was a British dude.
Steven Regal.
Yeah, he was like, don't touch him.
That shit was funny.
characters, man.
Yeah, characters.
If you want to make characters in your script, watch wrestling. Yeah. They
as a kid, I always thought like hip hop would be a cool like they're built like wrestlers. They're characters a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And if like hip hop artists wrestled, I always thought that'd be fire.
That would be funny.
Well, you rap against each other. Remember they did Celebrity Deathmatch.
They did, came out with a game.
The Def Jam
Vendetta.
Game.
Def
Jam Vendetta.
Yeah, Def Jam Vendetta.
That show was great too.
Yeah, that was cool as hell. So.
Kind of lame, but all right.
You thought it was lame?
You talking to the same nigga.
I played it, but it was all right.
It was, yeah.
It was all right.
Celebrity
Deathmatch was fire.
Yeah, that was
fire.
That was just a cartoon, right?
Yeah, it was claymation, right?
Yeah.
So this is a quick thing, and I just seen this. It was like scientists found weed at an ancient altar from biblical times.
Yeah, I showed you on IG. When I saw this, I was like, we got to talk about
this. Yeah, it was like... A sanctuary called the Holy of Holies offers the earliest evidence for the use of cannabis in the ancient Near East, who was the kingdom of Judah's pot dealer.
They said they deliberately inhaled cannabis vapor, and yes, they likely did it so to get high.
I'm about to roll another one right now just because y'all said that.
But that don't even really surprise because, I mean, they were using all type of spirituals, and I was like, I can see that. I can see that happening, and they probably, it's medicine, so they use it as a form of medicine.
Imagine if Jesus smoked weed.
Every culture has their type of, I would believe that.
He'd be so like chill.
Yeah, Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a hippie. Yeah. Right? He was the first hippie.
Yeah.
He came with love.
No shoes.
No shoes, just chilling. And you know, he had his crew that
crossed. And he was black, so.
He was black.
Wearing
a bed
sheet. Like, he just out there just chilling.
So.
It was chilling.
Yeah, he definitely smoked weed.
The image of Jesus looked like a Nipsey Hussle. That's what he would look like.
I don't know if he'd be that Eritrean. Long. He wouldn't be that tall, I don't think.
I think he would be tall. I've always pictured Jesus as tall. Not like 6'6", but I always picture him like 6 feet.
I picture Jesus about 5'8".
I think he like 5'8", 5'6".
Yeah, 5'8".
People were short back then.
Yeah, they were real short.
People were little, so.
They also had giants back then.
Yeah, but he wasn't a giant.
Well, if you're 6 feet and everyone else 5'8".
I never said Jesus was a giant. But
I could see him 6 feet, slim, with a beard like Nipsey.
I just think
was African.
He would just be a little too crippish. That's just my only thing to that. I see Jesus come in with braids and talk. And got a tattoo
I ain't
on his
he
face.
Had braids and tattoos. I'm just saying. Picture the Nipsey.
Jesus always wearing blue. Jesus, what's
look at his features. His features.
That's funny. Jesus blue.
I always picture Jesus. He's African.
We only ride. We only read the Bible.
The Bible.
Y'all better follow.
He only read Corinthians.
Corinthians.
Hilarious.
That's great. That's great. But now when I seen that, I was like, "That's funny."
Like prolific. So blessed.
So blessed. They said they
on your steps reading the Bible. Breaking out a Bible.
They said they had more. They still got more research to do. But I was like, I can see that being true for sure, but these it just looks so ancient though. It just look ain't this is
that's where I would have to go, man. Like, of course, like, I want to see the future, but I gotta go back and see this.
I got to.
I gotta confirm all of this.
I gotta go. Look.
I need to see him. What does Jesus look like?
You talking about go there or go back in time?
I mean,
go back in time to see Jesus. Like, there's no bigger mystery than that.
Yeah.
There's no bigger mystery than that.
I want to go to Israel. I want to be in the water. I want to do all that stuff when we can, and ain't nobody trying to shoot me over there or nothing.
Yeah,
but
right. I can't wait to go to Israel. Yeah. And all that. Oh yeah.
It was great. You just feel like when you leave there, you're just going to float.
Right.
Tel Aviv.
You're just going to float. But, yeah, that's...
Tel Aviv got some bad bitches.
Oh, yeah. They
biblical.
Some biblical bad bitches.
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed.
Remember that? Remember the journalist we seen?
Oh, yeah. She
I follow
bad.
Her. She bad.
Yeah, that's all I had, though, on today's... watch the skit. Watch the skit. It's very relatable. It's called Speak to a Representative. Everybody done been there trying to speak to a representative. I've literally been yelling on the phone, like, representative, representative.
Right, let me tell you.
And hitting zero, representative. It's just like, yo, come on, man.
This wasn't an automated voicemail, but today, like, I had, like, while I was, this morning, I was just going over all this shit and just, I got a call from some 800 number. And I never went off so quick. What? Sir, is this Emmanuel Richards? Yes. What you want? I was so goddamn.
What you want?
We have your $1 million for you that you never was paid to you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But yeah. Never mind. We'll call back another time.
Ma'am, I love you.
One of the funniest things to me in that whole skit is, yeah, what's good? Yeah, Home Depot, what's good? And then the man was
yeah, that cough.
What's good? Home Depot, what's good?
What's good? And one of the funniest things, man, said, what's nothing funnier than you calling a business and they pick up the phone and say, yeah.
Yeah.
You going to be confused, like, huh? Can I
was calling. You just Home Depot?
I got yelled at by Little Caesars one time. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
This nigga, I called. They didn't pick up. All right. So I call. They didn't pick up. I'm trying to order pizza. I call back. What? I'm like, this Little Caesars? Yeah, he just going to keep calling back? I'm like, yeah. It's a business. What do you want?
What else?
I'm like, first I want you to calm down. I'm being an asshole. Yeah. Cause now I'm like, you so mad, I'm definitely not gonna order, so you fucking my butt. I'm gonna be an asshole right now, cause this is funny. And he was just going off and I was so calm.
That nigga said,
did
what?
You end up ordering pizza? No. I wouldn't trust that.
That's what I said. I'm being an asshole now, cause I'm not gonna order after you that mad. Yeah. But he was upset, like, you're not a business.
He said, what do you want? What else would I'm
like, I'm why do you keep calling back?
Like, wouldn't that be the first thing that comes to him?
Because I'm trying to order. If you don't answer, I keep calling thinking that maybe you're not by the phone yet. You don't hear it. I got to keep calling.
Like, RDC World has a hilarious sketch about going to a hood restaurant.
That shit was funny.
It's how, like, I think everybody should watch that. I don't know how this relates to this, but it made me think about, like, because it was, I don't want to give it away, but yeah, check it out. It kind of relates to this.
That, and then it's like, it's just nothing. Like, even when I worked at the call center and just pick up the phone and just people just start yelling. Because they don't care who they get in contact with. They just want to yell at somebody. So I pick up the phone. What the fucking da da da? Oh, you must want to speak to my manager. Oh, hold on.
That's hilarious.
it's nothing worse than calling a nigga who don't need the job.
Yeah.
Because he gonna make you mad.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta automatically talk to the manager who has to do this.
Yeah,
because you talk to somebody, like, especially back when we in college.
Oh, yeah.
When you didn't need the job, you gonna be upset. Because I'm not gonna give you anything you want.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Well, good morning to you too. How may I help you? This is three. I want to. Blah, 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 blah. You're not going to say good morning back. I mean, it's the most polite thing to do. We are in the South, ma'am. We are in Georgia. I know you learn. All right, Derry, let me speak to your manager.
You're not going to get anything that way. He's not going to get anything that
sometimes
way.
Sometimes you do.
I mean,
sometimes you do.
Yeah, when white guy mad.
For the most part, calm down.
Calm down. But yeah, go check out the skit. Make sure you download Trap or Die, The Maturation. We still trying to get them boys in an interview. You know, they out doing their thing. So, you know, it's hard to get in touch with Tropical Storm sometimes. So, we're going to try to get them on. Drop it down to Maturation. Make sure you follow Room Noise. We got another episode coming out this week. And, yeah, man, you guys stay safe, stay blessed. If you're protesting, please protect yourself. And if you need to get out your anger, do what you got to do. You know, we ain't mad at you. Like Tupac said, I ain't mad at you. And, I think make sure you rate, review the podcast, leave all your reviews. And that's it. We'll see you guys next week. Have a blessed week. Peace.